Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. This is the Mind Changers Podcast. I am your old pal, Rob, and today I am plying my trade here in the beating heart of beautiful New England, coastal New England, thankfully. So I get a little bit of a break from the Texas heat, which is good because everybody needs a break every so often. It is a strange time right now, and we get through some of those strange times by doing the best that we possibly can, and sometimes that's not even enough. So we're watching things unfold in our halls of power that shouldn't ever happen. Despicable people doing despicable things in order to gain power and edge and all that stuff over other people. It's disgusting. And yet here we are. We're so completely and distinctly divided, right? And it's frustrating because it's not necessary. But one of the things that is popular in our zeitgeist right now happens to be this Sound of Freedom movie. Now, here's my take on it is a little bit different than most, I think, because it is obviously some kind of lunatic fever dream from, some QAnon fever dream. But here's the thing, love it or hate it, it's a work of fiction based on a sliver of truth about a character and the very real global problem of human trafficking. Now, you can mock the pearl-clutching panic of the idea of the conspiracy, and you should because it's stupid, but you can't deny or ignore the fact that children are being trafficked for everything from sex to soldiering all around the world. Now, some dopey-ass QAnon fever dream movie can raise the level of awareness about that trafficking and inspire some folks even to join the fight against it. Well, despite their wild artistic license taken by the creators of this little nutcase movie, that's good. But there's a lot of people who object, and they're not helping the cause. They like the movie. They want to go see the movie, but they're insinuating that movie theaters are part of some worldwide cabal of baby-eating progressives who are for the enslavement or who are pro the enslavement and exploitation of children. And they think this way because the theater was hot when they saw the movie. It's fucking summer. Get a hold of yourself. And you can absolutely have God in your heart and faith in your soul and all the rest of that stuff. And you can be full of self-righteous indignation and furious anger at those who would attempt to exploit and mistreat your fellow humans, especially children. However, unless you are also willing to turn that same indignation, that same anger, that same upset on the priests and pastors and deacons and adults in the church as a whole, not only for their sins against children, but for their stunning hypocrisy and willingness to hide it from the light and the law, maybe, just maybe, you should lower your voice a bit. Because there is so much nonsense in this space, like all this anger and upset and fury in this space about this particular movie. Listen, we know human trafficking is real. We know kids are sold for sex. We know this. And just because somebody took some artistic license with it, that's what they do. That's what Hollywood does, right? We'll get to Hollywood in a minute. Now, they're not a trustworthy bunch, and they're too weak to rule anybody, right? But they do have an impact on how we think and what we do. So we have to be careful about the things that we allow, our kids to see. We can watch whatever we want because we're adults and we know the difference. But we should watch what we should watch what we watch. But is it so bad? And I need to wonder this aloud. Is it so bad that somebody said, you know what? I'm going to make a movie about this guy and his imagined exploits trying to rescue a bunch of kids. I don't see it as a bad thing. The movie might be shit. I don't know. I have not seen it, and I probably will not watch it. But if even if I do, it doesn't make a difference to me one way or the other. I know that this stuff is bad. You don't have to tell me. I don't need a movie to show me that it's bad or that it's happening at all. But we're willing, as a society, now we're willing as a society to allow children and adults in countries we will never visit to dig minerals to put in our phones so that we can take pictures of our food. I mean, why aren't we mad at that? Why isn't there a documentary about that? Why aren't we upset about that? But I don't understand why. I also have a hard time understanding why people are upset that other folks like this movie, because it is shining a light where the light needs to be shown. And these people will say, oh, it's because they're just a bunch of baby-eating devils. No, that isn't the case. But this ridiculous conspiracy that you have, you've got no proof of it. I don't understand it. I simply don't understand it. So here's what I think. And we will continue this. They will continue to be religious and say, oh, God's coming for us and all this kind of stuff. But in their church, their deacon inappropriately touched the child, or their priest, and you know, inappropriately had sex with altar boys. This kind of shit happens, right? Kind of a lot. We don't seem to be upset about it. We don't seem to be doing anything about it, right? And so that's confusing to me, and I don't know what to think about it, because if I had a child, whether it was a priest or a president, and that person did something sexual to my child, that person would be hacked to pieces, and what remained burned to cinders. I don't understand this in the least, why this happens. You couldn't stop me. You would have to, you would be forced to kill me. You would be forced to blow me to pieces, because there's no way I would stop. And so how do we get here? How do we get to this point? Don't just make a dramatic movie about it. Find these people who are doing this to these children and fucking kill them. But you don't. You make movies and you raise awareness. I mean, you could, but you're not really fixing the problem here. And so it's nice to have a nice movie and you enjoy making the movie and whatever, but it doesn't do anything. It doesn't fix or it's good if you want to raise awareness. That's fine. But ultimately, what are you doing to fix the problem? Just like the man in the movie, who is fictional, and there's no record of a lot of the stuff that has been said is based on a true story. There's not a lot of records to back that up. But if you were passionate enough to make a movie about child sex trafficking, are you not passionate enough to find some rough men to go to the places where these children are being trafficked and annihilate the traffickers? Is it your job? Can you even legally do it? I don't know. But legally and morally, there's two different situations here. Morally, if I find someone doing something to a child that they should not be doing, something sexual to a child that they shouldn't be doing, I as a man have a moral obligation to beat the living shit out of whoever that is. I don't see it any other way. I don't even know how you could. If I come across, you know, an older man doing something to a young boy or a young girl who can't obviously consent, it is my sworn and solemn duty to beat them until they can't stand, until I am tired. Why is this a question? And why aren't you doing it? I don't understand. Solve the problem. Don't just tell me about the problem. Solve the problem. We don't do enough problem solving, in my opinion. But that's just what it is, I guess. Now, speaking of actors and acting and Hollywood and the like, I am left shaking my head and curious as to why actors and writers and people like this somehow believe that they are owed the ability to avoid progress. You're afraid of AI. You should be. But you want to make sure that the studios never use it. Are you crazy? You're going to use it. You want more money for less work. And actors and writers still, I mean, it's confusing to me where you get the courage to put thousands and thousands and thousands of people out of work because you're not getting enough money and you want to be sure that the technology that will permeate every corner of this world essentially is something you shouldn't be affected by. You should be able to ignore it and not have it impact your life. It's going to impact your life. The things you've already written, you've created a voice, and that voice is going to say, I'm going to write what comes next, and it'll sound how it sounds, and that'll be it. And an AI voice will say the lines, and an AI actor will act, and that will be that, and we won't know the difference. But let me just say, please let me say, your strike is pointless. All you're doing is putting blue-collar folks out of work. You're not going to fix this problem. You might get a stay of execution for a couple years, but you're not going to fix the problem. You might get a few more shekels, and you might get to make a few more movies and engage in a few more scandals. But ultimately, Hollywood, that little light blinking in the corner of your eye, that career dissipation light, is coming. But more to the point, you're gonna strike and make it hard for all these folks to eat, electricians and craft services people and carpenters and all of these, and chauffeurs and everybody else who works in your businesses. You're going to make it hard for them to work or impossible for them to work. Who feeds their families? Who pays their rent? Is it you? Is it you? Is it the actor who does that? Who is it? Who pays their salaries? They can't. So before you think that this is good, lest you be concerned about it, I'm as pro-labor as they come. I absolutely believe in Lincoln's quote about labor being superior to capital and deserving twice the consideration. But when you work in television and you work in movies, you are gifted a privilege that very few people get. And you are gifted a privilege that goes beyond a lot of things that folks can even consider. I mean, the people that you meet, the places that you'll go, the things you'll see, the things you'll do, ultimately in the long run, it might only be local stuff for a little while or in one town or another or whatever. You'll see some glamorous folks roll through. But if you stick around a little while and you get better at what you do, you'll be able to go and do and see more things and be more places and have more roles and get more fancy stuff. It's a privilege to do what you do, to make believe for a life and write stories or read stories, whatever it is. It's artistic, right? And we need art, but not as bad as we need food, and not as bad as we need water, and not as bad as we need electricity, and we need all of these things to keep us going, and the artist to nurture us. But don't forget to SAG-AFTRA at all. We have short attention spans. Stay out as long as you like. Make sure the news covers every corner of the strike. All the happy dancing and all of the chanting and all of this horseshit. A couple of famous faces around, legions of strikers, all that kind of stuff. That's fine. It's fine and dandy. But don't forget, YouTube still works. People still have brains. They can entertain themselves, even if it's with this coffee can clutch of ridiculousness that we will forget your names. We will forget your faces. We will forget your TV shows and your movies. And we'll take entertainment from everywhere else. We'll take entertainment from wherever we can find it. But you will be standing next to us. No more work for that. Right? Ultimately, no more work for that. So you've made your point. It's time now to get back to work. Let all those hardworking blue collar people get back to work and doing their jobs. The privilege, the audacity and the privilege is just, it's amazing. Now, if your Teamsters went on strike for higher pay or safer working conditions, I could see that. But you just want more money and to be protected from the truth of the future. You may as well complain that we've stopped making buggy whips. I mean, AI is here. It's present. It's doing things right now. I have it writing things for me at this very moment, for work. It's doing stuff for me. I want to change your mind in not believing in the strike of the privileged writers and actors. It's nice, but we have other art. I'd like to change your mind on the idea of this, of the premise of the Sound of Freedom movie. Instead, not involving, of course, any Hollywood types, because whatever. But the thing about what we're dealing with is this. The underlying problem that the movie identifies is real. It's true. It happens. So we have to stop it. We have to take decisive action to stop it. We have to look at those men in the face and say, you know what? We don't believe you're a minor attracted person. We believe you're a pedophile and therefore a target. And if you don't bother, you can stay where you are. Don't bother running because you'll only leave the earth tired. That's the thing. Pedophiles, violent pedophiles who sexually abuse children don't deserve to exchange oxygen with the rest of us. That's just how it is. And I think we should feel more free about making that known. Not that we give people a pass on the things that they do with children. We don't. We can't say that. We might be able to say, yes, there is a diagnosable thing. But guess what? Guess what? If a dog bites enough times, they put it down. If you are a person who has no control over what your mind is doing and you injure children because you're out, you don't get out anymore, ever. Or that's just the end of you. Either one works for me. Anyway, I know this is a little bit heavier than I meant it to be, but if yeah. Anyway, thank you very much for listening, friends. I appreciate each and every one of you, and I think that you're an awesome group, and I hope that I have helped change your mind, or you've agreed with me and your mind doesn't need changing. Or doesn't warrant changing. But if you've got something you want to say, 3goodthingspod@gmail.com. I'm out there on the socials. Keep an eye out. Send me an email, whatever you want to do. And I hope that you have a excellent and groovy time for the remainder of this day and the rest of this week. I hope to touch base with you one more time before the week is out, depending on what current event sort of shows up today. So, thank you very much for listening and for your time and trouble, and go forth and be excellent to one another. Bye.